Derek Cardwell on today's Lely Radio Sports page with three members of the Knoxville baseball team, Lincoln Norris, Kyler Gifford, and Luke Rosenboom. I'll start with you, Lincoln. The walk-off three-run homer on this field, did that make it a little bit more special?
Absolutely. It was pretty sweet, Cardwell.
What, you know, you were up there, and it was, you know, just a tough matchup with their starting pitcher, Kelderman. I mean, what was different? What was the situation that you were looking for in that at-bat?
I was trying to get something to hit because all game I wasn't hitting very well at all, so I just tried to flush the last at-bats and just get a pitcher that I could handle. And that wasn't the outcome I had in my mind, but that's, I guess, what happened.
You were just trying to get the runner, you know, there on second, third over.
Yep, exactly. That's all I was trying to do.
Kyler, you kept this team in the game with your pitching, you know. Yeah. What was working for you out there on the mound?
Honestly, everything was working. I was hitting my locations good, getting weak contact. But honestly, if I didn't have the defense behind me making the plays, I wouldn't have been here in this spot.
I remember a couple of times Lincoln making some pretty good plays behind you.
Yeah, I definitely made some key plays up the middle. I mean, Emmett was awesome in center field. Brendan was great at third base, too.
Luke, you know, you kind of got the momentum started with that one run there in that one inning. You know, just finally broke through with a couple good hits.
Yeah, it feels good. Last two games, actually, I've started 0-for-2, and then I've had two hits to end it. Giff hitting me in there was big momentum going into the next inning. I felt that we were going to score another run, and just to have a walk-off homer, that's cherry on top.
Kind of a slow-ish start to the season, but boy, you guys have caught fire here last couple of weeks. That's, you know, all the question for all three of you, same thing. What's been working here last 3 weeks to get you guys, you know, winning a lot?
Wins like this, gritty wins where we're down and can come back, it shows that we're a team that can do that. So it shows that we can compete with most teams. So I feel like we've kind of understood that and kind of put it in our arsenal and done well against teams like this.
Kyler, what about you? You know, it's been pretty good last couple weeks. Actually, last two or three weeks for you guys.
Yeah, it's definitely been good. We definitely started off slow, first time seeing live. But I would say just the want to be here. We all want to do it for the guy behind us as a team and just win, because it's a lot more fun to win than to lose.
Lincoln, what's been the big key to the recent success for this guys?
Just getting more at-bats. That's all it is. Start of the season slow. No one really has at-bats. But as it goes on, you start to get more comfortable in the box. And then when we started slow this season, we had a kind of a team meeting, and DeVore was talking like, hey, let's do it for Brendan. It's his senior year. He's really the only senior that's playing right now. So let's go do it for the guy next to us. And that's at-bats, and then doing it for the guy next to you is what's been working for us.
Okay, now let's tune to the place that we're at. None of you guys were born when this movie was made. And your parents were probably pretty young, about the same my age. But I'm sure you've seen the movie. What was it like to be on the field, the very field that Kevin Costner and James Earl Jones and Ray Liotta was on when they filmed this movie?
Yeah, it's like, it sounds silly, but it's like, it's magical almost, you know? It's like you see it in a movie and then you get it, be out there in real life, and it's a super surreal, cool feeling to be out there.
Kyler, what about you? And, you know, was this one of those that to, you know, just take it in, even though we got a business trip, just to take all this in?
It was very surreal. I mean, it's awesome being out here. Made a day of it. It was super fun with the team. It was just been awesome. It doesn't really feel real yet.
Luke, what about you? As Brendan Woolsey audio bombs us here, you know, just to be out here amongst, you know, this, you know, iconic movie set.
I agree with them, very surreal. And one of the coolest things for me was stepping up in the batter's box, and you just got all this corn to look out into. You don't see that much places, so it's cool to be at a place like this.
And now, you know, you move forward, and, you know, you'll be on a high for a little bit, but you got an important game coming up Friday with Centerville to stay in the conference race.
Yeah, doubleheader. We need to get both of those.
Kyler, what about you? You know, what's important tomorrow to get that win?
Just keep the bats hot. I mean, team effort, keep playing defense. I mean, we have pretty much all our guys to go tomorrow, so I think we should be able to take two.
Lincoln, what about you? What's the big key for the Panthers tomorrow?
We just got to get rest. We're out all day, out in the sun, walking around. It's hot, so we got drained today. So just go back and rest and get back to go.
All right, Lincoln Norris, Kyler Gifford, Luke Rosenboom, congrats on the win. Cool sight, and keep going.
Thank you, DC.
Thanks.